Simon Chafei Siftes. Also, there has to be a deal between Tefillah Shel Yad, Tefillah Shel Rosh. One is not allowed to be mafsik with any types of words in any language between Tefillah Shel Yad, Tefillah Shel Rosh. He shouldn't even make a remez with his hands or anything. He should immediately put on the Tefillah Shel Rosh. Shabru says that even if he's not making a bracha, so for example, some puts on Tefillah Shel Beinu Tam, on Chutzar, some people put on Chol HaMoed without a bracha, still, there's an inyan that the mitzvah should be immediately one after the other. Vim Hivsik, Mivarach al Shel Rosh, al Mitzvah's Tefillah. This is according to the Mechaber that says generally you don't make any bracha on the Shel Rosh. If you made a Hivsik, now you do have to make a bracha on the Shel Rosh. Ramah says that you don't know Mivarach, Shtei Brachas, Avim Lo Hivsik. Our minig of Ashkenaz is that we always make a bracha al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. So, in hivsik, atzach lavzal levarech al shel rosh lo niach v'gam al mitzvahs. You have to make both brachas. You have to make a bracha lo niach also, because as we said before, we also hold that you have to make lo niach on the shel rosh. Just normally the shel yad covers it, and you just add a second bracha. But if you made a hivsik, so you lost out the bracha lo niach, and therefore you should say it again. Shabru brings the place and I say lachatchila. If you made a hefsek between shel yad and shel rosh, should move the shel yad out of position before you make the laniach, and then the laniach is going to go both in shel yad and shel rosh. It makes another chiddush from Akiva Eger that says that the right seder is to first put on the shel rosh and make the bracha al mitzvahs, and afterwards you mashmish in the shel yad and retighten it and make the laniach and have in mind for both of them.